Hi, this is Tim Johnson, and today I'd like to demonstrate for you the Magic Chef talking microwave oven. I bought this microwave oven about a year ago, and I've been using it for quite a while. I can't remember when I bought it, but I did buy it about about a year ago in 06, and I've had this microwave for 2 years, and it's a great little it's been a great unit. And what I'm going to show you today, its options that you can set on here. When I heard Rick Hartman's demonstration of the talking microwave oven, the talking microwave oven 2, which was also known as the Hamilton Beach talking microwave oven, and when I found out that it didn't provide some accessibility for setting various features, like the time and the minutes as far as for defrosting, I could use that microwave, but I do have problems with remembering some things without speech output. I can't really remember where I'm going, so that's why I bought this microwave today, so I could show you what it does. First thing I'll do is I'll give out the specifications of the unit, and I can't remember all the specifications of this unit, but I will give out some of them, at least what I can remember. So I'll stop the recording and I will get started here. The specifications of the talking microwave oven. Manufactured by Magic Chef and distributed in the United States but by Maxiades. Okay, at the top of the unit are your buttons. Of course, you have the 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, star 0, and pound key, just like on a phone or just like on your regular microwave, except these buttons here do not set the minutes. And I will explain that later on in this recording. The cooking power output is 1,000 watts of cooking power. It does not have an LCD display on the front of the unit because it was adapted for the needs of blind and visually impaired people. However, it does have an LCD screen inside the unit, which that would indicate that it's on, so that would be a good indication. And on the below your number 7 key, you have a clock button, which is used to set the clock, set the time, etc., etc. And then down to the right of the unit, you have your volume keys, and the number 6 key is your defrost key. And of course, the number 2 key is your second key. Number 4 is your power level. Or no, I got that wrong. I'm sorry. The number 4 key is your start button, which of course on most other microwaves it's generally on the bottom, but this is on the number 4, and it is it's very unique compared to other microwave ovens out there. So, and the number 7 key is your power key, and this is used to adjust the power level, from high, medium, low, and defrost. So, without further ado, I will give you a demonstration of the unit. Okay, here we go. Okay, starting on the left or right, we're going to increase the volume. Oh, sorry, we decreased it. Okay, that's what we'll use for this demonstration. Okay, now we're going to start out. Let's say we want to cook something for on high. Okay, now what this microwave oven does compared to the talking microwave oven 2, this one announces high, medium, and low and defrost compared to the other talking microwave oven. Actually, this one, I'm sorry, is the talking microwave oven 2, is what this one is called. I'm sorry, I said that completely wrong. So, anyway, this microwave oven is called the microwave oven 2, is what this called. That's the model number, is 2. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what it is. So that's high. Now, if you hold in the button, you can set the power levels, and I'll show you the power levels you can set. Now it's asking to set the power level, and we have it on high, so if we scroll down,
Medium.
medium,
Low.
low,
Defrost.
defrost,
High.
and we wrapped back around. So we're gonna press number 7 to confirm it.
Power level high.
Now, please note that this is always set on high by default when you first put in your food. So if you don't want to attend to the food, if you don't want to leave it on high, then you can use the number, you can use the menu to adjust that. So on number 8 key,
Attend to food every 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
this is used to attend to the food feature, and this is great. Like, let's say that's my phone ringing, in case you're wondering what that was. This is used to adjust the food, or attend to the food that you want to attend to. Because let's say that you are cooking a large amount of food for, like, let's say, oh, 13 minutes, and you want to attend to the food, and I'll show you this feature.
Attend to food every 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Set attend to food minutes, and you can basically set the attend to food minutes, and I'll scroll through the menus for you so you can hear the speech.
1 minute,
1 minute,
two 2 minutes.
minutes, all the way up to 95 minutes. Which I think, let's take a look here.
1 minute, 0:55.
Nope, all goes up to 55 minutes.
54 minutes.
Nope.
55 minutes. 56 minutes.
56 minutes, and then I think you have
57 minutes. 59 minutes.
You have all the way from 1 minute to 59 minutes.
0 minutes.
And then it wraps back around. And I'll go ahead and, oops, go ahead and clear that out.
1 minute, 0 minutes.
I'll go ahead and clear that out. I must have hit the wrong button. I hit number 1 for the cook time, which is not the right button. You hit number 8 to adjust this.
Attend to food every 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
I went ahead and cleared that out. And now, if you want to set the cook time, you simply hold in the number 1 key.
Cook time not set, set cook time minute.
Again, same thing with the cook time. You hit, it brings up a menu. You select
1 minute,
two minutes, all the way up from 1 minute to 59 minutes. And same thing with the seconds. If you hit the number 2 key,
set cook time seconds, 1 second, 2 seconds.
And goes all the way up from 2 seconds to, I think,
3, 5, 10, 15 seconds, 14, 10, 5, 0 seconds, 59 seconds.
Same thing with the seconds.
0 seconds.
Clear that out.
Cook time 2 minutes, 0 seconds. Cook time 2 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay, I wanted to clear this. I guess I didn't do that right. Let me try that again.
Cook time 2 minutes, 0 seconds. Set cook time minutes.
There we go. I cleared that out. Let's confirm.
Cook time not set.
Good, because it's not a good idea to cook without something in your with nothing in your microwave. Now the clock feature. This is something that Rick Hartman was concerned about, and on the Magic Chef on the Hamilton Beach talking microwave oven, you can't do this. But on the Magic Chef oven, you can, and I'll go ahead and demonstrate this.
Clock 3:05 p.m.
And the microwave said clock 3:05 p.m. So now if you hold in this button,
clock 3:05 p.m. set clock hours.
Now it's asking for the hours, and you can scroll through those hours by, again, using your 3 and 6 key, which is, I think, the down and up arrow keys. Yeah, the down and up arrow keys using the menus and using those keys. I'm going to clear that out.
Clock 3:05 p.m.
Of course, I don't want to adjust these because then we'll mess up the time. Now, when you hit the number 0 key, this brings up the kitchen timer.
Kitchen timer mode.
And this is used for, like, let's say you want to not use the microwave for defrosting something. You can use, for example, let's say you want to defrost ice cream in the sink. You can go ahead and use that. Same thing when you defrost, or when you use the kitchen timer.
Set timer minutes.
Same thing for the timer minutes.
One minute
all the way.
0 minutes, 59 minutes.
From 1 minute to 59 minutes. Clear that out.
Timer set 59 minutes, 0 seconds. Set timer minutes. Timer set 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay, actually, no, it's not set because I went ahead and cleared out the minutes. So we went ahead and cleared that out.
Microwave oven mode.
Now we're back to microwave oven mode. So there are other features of this unit. That the only thing that is not in this unit are the preset cook items, unlike the Hamilton Beach talking microwave oven. There are no preset food cook items, so you don't have any options for presetting your items, for preset cook items, unfortunately. So let's say you want to cook popcorn for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes on high or medium, you would have to select the 3 minutes and 0 seconds using, again, the benefit that there, or the method that I described. So now what I'm going to do is pause the recording, and I'll give a demonstration of the unit, and then that'll wrap it up, and then I will take your questions after that. What we're going to do here, I'm going to open up my freezer, get some ice cream out. Oops, and the freezer just shut off right when I was doing it. That's okay. Okay, I just closed the freezer door up. So what I'm going to do now is open this up, put the ice cream in there. Again, I'm going to use the same method that I described, and I'm going to let you hear what it says when you start it. Now, keep in mind that there is no audio voice prompt letting you know that the cooking is finished, and I will describe that before I begin here. When you start it, let's say you're defrosting this ice cream for 40 seconds. When it's running, it will run for the 40 seconds, and then it will do a tone sound to indicate that it's done. So there are no speech prompts to tell you when it's done. So, but that's not too much of a problem, because when you hear that tone, that means that it's done. But I will show you what it says when you start it. So I'm going to set the cook time.
Cook time, not set, set. Cook time, minutes.
I don't want minutes, I want seconds.
Set cook time, seconds.
And I'm going to hold down number 3. And again, I'm using, and these are menu keys. These are not dial knobs like what's found on the Hamilton Beach talking microwave oven. So I'm going to select my seconds using the 3 key.
1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 5, 30, 30, 5, 40 seconds.
And I selected 0 minutes and 40 seconds.
Cook time, 0 minutes, 40 seconds.
And now I'm going to select my power level.
Power level high, set power level.
And we don't want to defrost the ice cream on high, because then it'll cook it to a fairly well, and then it'll be soup. And we don't want that. So I'm going to use my up arrow, which is the number 6 key, to select defrost.
Defrost.
And in case if you are wondering about the buttons on this microwave, all the buttons are easy to feel, but you don't get any tactile feedback from them because they're not big tactile buttons, but they are big enough to feel, and they're not flat, but you don't get any tactile sound from them. So I just thought I would let you know. Okay, so now I selected my seconds, and I'm going to press 1, which is the OK button, to confirm that. Oh, I think I've already said it. Did I? Let's actually...
Hi.
No. Oh, I'm on my defrost. Or, I was on my defrost, but I went back to high. Sorry. I'm going to select my defrost button again.
Defrost.
Now I'm going to select number 7.
Power level defrost.
And which status is the OK button for defrost. And now when I want to start the unit, I just press OK. Or excuse me, not OK. I'm a little bit confused between cell phones and the microwave. I'm sorry. But now I press the number 4 key and the microwave will start. Now what's going to happen is it will say microwave running, which tells you that it's on. So I'm going to press the number 4 key.
Power level defrost 0 minutes 40 seconds microwave running.
And it said power level defrost 0 minute 40 seconds and microwave running. So we're just defrosting some ice cream, nothing in particular. So I'll let you hear the unit in action, and then we'll wrap it up, and then I will take your questions. Okay, so that means that it's finished, and it gave that little ding sound to tell you that it's done. Okay, well, that'll wrap it up for this demonstration of the Talking Microwave Oven 2. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. My email address is timjohnson537. And that's all one word, TimJohnson, and then 537, which is both numbers, of course, and at msn.com. com. If you wish to call me here at home, my phone number is area for those outside of the local Portland area. You can dial 1 and then 503 and then 230-2851. If you also wish to call me on my cell phone, you can do that too. If you have any questions, and again, if you're outside the local Portland area, 1-503-752-3962. Okay, that'll wrap it up, and now I will take your questions. Oh, one more thing to note. This microwave, from what I paid for, it was only $359.95, in case if you're wondering about the price on it. So now I will take your questions. Okay, that wraps it up for now, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.